AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Progress appears to have been made on the peace plan to end Russia's war with Ukraine, but some issues remain.
The US and Ukraine have reached a consensus on several critical issues to end the nearly four-year conflict with Russia. However, sensitive issues around territorial control in Ukraine's eastern industrial region and the management of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant remain unresolved. President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke as the US presented a 20-point plan to Russian negotiators. A response from Moscow is expected on Wednesday. Zelensky briefed journalists on the plane on Tuesday. The draft proposal intertwines political and commercial interests to safeguard security while boosting economic potential. I'm Charles Ledesma.
California officials are urging holiday travelers to avoid the roads Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. A powerful storm is rolling in. Rain, flooding, and debris flows in wildlife burned areas are concerns around Los Angeles. The San Francisco Bay Area and Sacramento Valley are under flood and high wind warnings. At least two people are dead after a massive explosion at a nursing home just outside of Philadelphia. Willie Ty lives near the nursing home. He says at first he wasn't sure what was happening.
I was sitting at home watching basketball game. I thought the airplane or something came, fell on my house. I heard loud kaboom. And my wife said, "Whoa, you hear that?" I said, "Yeah, I heard it, huh?" So I went in the back of my house, see something didn't fall on my patio. So I looked and I came out the back there, and the kitchen exploded back there.
This is AP News. A news segment critical of the Trump administration's immigration policy was pulled from 60 Minutes, but now it's circulating online.
A controversial news segment abruptly pulled from Sunday's 60 Minutes about El Salvador's Cecot prison ended up airing on a TV app that had the Canadian broadcast rights before it was also taken down, but not before copies made it to the web. In it, migrants report torture, beatings, physical and sexual abuse under President Trump's immigration crackdown and the notorious prison. Journalist Sharon Alfonsi defends the accuracy of her piece and says the Trump administration would not comment. CBS News Chief Barry Weiss said the story lacked balance and was pulled, raising concerns from critics about her leadership and whether the Trump administration is being shielded from criticism. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Mike Hempen.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.